the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. According to researchers, when it comes to recidivism and criminal justice, there's a wide array of potential causes, but the process of reintegrating into society is key. In Missouri, more than 19,000 people are released from prison each year, and about 400 come to live and work in Boone County. KBIA's Zia Kelly reports on one organization that's partnering with the state to try to make that transition a little easier.
So thank you so much for having me this morning.
On a morning in mid-October, Department of Corrections Director Ann Preseith stood on a makeshift podium in front of a large crowd that gathered for the grand opening of The Rock. That's short for the Recovery and Reentry Opportunity Center, which is getting ready to open in Columbia. Preseith's department is partnering with the new center to connect people who are leaving prison with the resources they need to reintegrate into the community. And that's part of the Missouri State Justice Reinvestment Task Force, which has been around since 2017. This is all a part of a nationwide initiative to prevent former inmates from reentering the prison system.
We can put all the money we want to into housing, into employment, and into transportation. But if we haven't prepared the folks that are with us while they're incarcerated to be able to mentally and emotionally handle the challenges and the life decisions they have to make, then we haven't done part of our job.
And advocates say this can leave people with few options, but to go back to the illegal activities that got them arrested in the first place. In fact, almost half of prison admissions in the state between 2010 and 2016 were people who had been incarcerated before and were arrested again while on parole. That's according to the Council of State Governments Justice Center. Dan Hannigan knows this firsthand. When Hannigan got out of prison in 2003, he didn't have many options. He says he struggled with addiction and had a hard time finding a job that would hire him after seeing his criminal record. He returned to prison two more times.
By the time I was released from the third time, I knew I could never stay out. I began to recognize how challenging it was to transition from prison back into the community in a successful way.
Because of that, he created Into Action, a faith-based nonprofit that focuses on getting former inmates back on their feet. And The Rock, which they're opening and running, will take the mission a step further by putting all of the resources under one roof. Things like job training and life skills and addiction treatment. And by bringing a parole officer into the building, The Rock will be the first place inmates go when they leave prison.
I'm asked all the time, what's the most important thing? And the most important thing is to get people everything they need and to get it to them at the same time.
So we're going to get rid of these. We're going to build a wall.
Right now, The Rock is a big open office space with bare walls. But Hannigan says it won't stay like that for long. He says it's set to open early next year. Back at the grand opening, it seems like people who are usually at odds with each other can finally agree on something. Cops and former inmates and parole officers are eating burgers and socializing with corrections officials and community members, all of them celebrating the opening of The Rock. Hannigan says the partnership between the state and his organization is a result of a larger change in the way the state and the nation are looking at criminal justice issues. Though there's still a lot of work to be done, his center will soon be able to welcome former inmates with open arms.
And when people are released from prison coming back to our community, they're going to be greeted by a peer support specialist at the Reentry Opportunity Center, somebody that can tell them, welcome home. We are so glad you're back. You have some stuff to take care of with your parole officer. Go get that taken care of. Come back out, grab yourself something to eat, and we've got your back.
For KBIA News, I'm Zia Kelly.